Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The state of Alaska has asked the U.S. District Court to find the Environmental Protection Agency's orders on state land in Bristol Bay unlawful. The order prohibits and restricts development of state land on 309 square miles in southwestern Alaska with overbroad and unsupported prohibitions. The Alaska Constitution requires that the state manage its resources for the maximum benefit of its people, and reliance on our natural resources is the cornerstone of Alaska's statehood promise, yet the federal government would turn these state lands These lands conveyed to us specifically because of their mineral value in a de facto national park, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. In the filing of this complaint, the state is protecting its interests as the landowner from unlawful federal actions, including being dispossessed of its right to manage its own property. Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor said for the federal government to preemptively block any development on state lands in such a giant swath of 200,000 acres is a blatant affront to the sovereignty of Alaska and ignores our state's many laws and regulatory programs that protect anadromous fish and other natural resources. The largest undeveloped copper deposit in the world was discovered on the lands the state received in a land exchange. Known as the Pebble Deposit, the state's lands contained more than 57 billion pounds of copper, in addition to enormous quantities of gold, silver, and rare earth elements necessary to power developing energy stores. When the United States tied up 309 square miles of state land in Bristol Bay with new regulations, it broke its contract with the state, violating the Cook Inlet Land Exchange of 1976 and violating the Statehood Act of 1953. The new diabetes center at Central Peninsula Hospital has been very well received. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana with the story.
Since the Central Peninsula Diabetes open house, nurses have been able to reach a wider range of individuals who need help with their diabetes care. Thanks to a community needs assessment in 2022, diabetes care was identified as a need in the Central Peninsula's area health care system. Thus, the diabetes center was created. Considering that the center has only been open for 6 months, the community has been very receptive to the new area for help and has been nothing but positive. It hasn't only been a positive experience for patients who need the care, but also for the nurses who provide it. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Department of the Interior announced a final rule to revise the Bureau of Land Management's oil and gas leasing regulations on Friday, April 12th. This rule will ensure a balanced approach to development, provide a fair return to taxpayers, and prevent drilling activities from conflicting with certain wildlife habitats or cultural sites. The Fluid Mineral Leases and Leasing Process Rule revises fiscal terms of the onshore federal oil and gas leasing program, including bonding requirements, royalty rates, and minimum bids, increasing returns to the public and disincentivizing speculators and irresponsible actors. The rule is the BLM's first comprehensive update to the federal onshore oil and gas leasing framework since 1988. The first update to minimum bonding levels since 1960, and the first increase in royalty rates in more than 100 years. The rule will guide BLM efforts to focus oil and gas leasing in areas that are most likely to be developed, areas with existing infrastructure and high oil and gas potential, lessening development pressure on areas that contain sensitive wildlife habitats, cultural resources, high recreational usage, and other special resources and values. This approach will provide transparency and clarity for industry while better managing public lands for other important resources. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.